What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This guy's a ball!
Time now to get to our game balls and game bums. Dan, it was an eventful weekend. Plenty of opportunities to choose, but I think I was able to narrow it down. Once and for all. Let's start with the positive. You know, we'll start with the game balls, shall we? I'd like to give an easy one. This is low-hanging fruit for sure. So I'd like to start with some football. I'm going to give two game balls, one to Saquon Barkley, mm-hmm. The other one to Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
If you saw any sort of football this weekend, those are easy, of course. You know, anyone with eyes would give those two game balls. Dan, do you have any? Do you have any that you want to give out?
Talking about game balls?
Yeah, game balls.
Absolutely, man. You got to give it to the big man who showed up big, outplayed Victor Wembanyama yesterday.
Yeah.
Khalil Ware. Oh,
that's right.
Ballin.
That is right. That is right. Easy, dude. Easy to see. An amazing game from him yesterday.
And also, I want to give Breonna Stewart a little bit of game balls right now.
Breonna Stewart.
Her 3-on-3 women's league began this past weekend in Miami.
That's right. What is the name of
Undefeated?
Undisputed, potentially. Unimaginable that we wouldn't know the name, but it is still something that we respect and appreciate.
It's unrivaled.
That's
unrivaled.
Right.
So it's in a warehouse, a big warehouse, down studio here in Miami. Our own guy from 102.7 The Beach, Kenny Walker, is not just the Dolphins PA guy.
Yeah.
He is now the PA for that league.
All right.
Unrivaled. So give some love. Of course, you know, Breonna Stewart started the league because of the whole incidents overseas. Some of the WNBA players have been getting in trouble and getting, you know, some issues internationally. And she said, just stay home. We'll get you paid. She's got to deal with TNT. You can watch some of the games. Looked like it was pretty fun from what I saw. I was working most of the weekend, so I didn't get to see it all. So I want to give her a game ball for trying to help out her fellow basketball players.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And hopefully it leads to a bigger opportunity. If I'm not mistaken, their salary is equal to the one that they get in the WNBA.
Whoa.
But it's, you know, much less work. And
travel, yeah.
You know, it really is a good thing that these female athletes are finding ways to get that bag because they deserve it.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give one more game ball, though, before we move on to our game bums, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy has been the unsung hero from beyond anyone's line of sight. He doesn't get that much credit. Usually a lot of the credit goes to Spo, goes to maybe even Andy Ellisberg, Pat Riley, Adam Simon. Adam Simon is going to get a game ball from me because this man has not missed since Precious Achiuwa. And I wouldn't even say that was a miss. I would say that just, you know, wasn't someone that fit our needs at the moment and didn't necessarily develop at a rate that we could be patient enough for. But if you look at his track record as of recent, he seems to be on a streak that is currently setting the Miami Heat up for having one of the best young cores in basketball. And that couldn't have happened without the genius that is Adam Simon. So he gets a game ball from me as well. Dan, now it's the unfortunate time in which we have to give out some game bums.
Bum.
Now, another plethora of things to pick from. And this is going to suck because I understand mistakes happen. But my first game bum has to go to Ravens tight end Mark Andrews.
Bum.
Mark Andrews, unfortunately.
Tough day at the office.
Tough season, if I'm being honest.
No, he hadn't fumbled since 2019. Last night was different.
Not necessarily because of the fumbles. And, you know, I'm sure as the season progressed, he began to pick things up to what we would expect from him. But he started that season, if you remember, Isaiah Likely, the backup tight end.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, honestly. That first game where he was, like, slightly out of bounds.
Bigfoot, yeah.
You know, that's what started the season off and kind of was the writing on the wall in regards to Isaiah Likely having, you know, a breakout season when anyone was expecting Mark Andrews. But unfortunately, yesterday, the biggest moment everyone will be focusing on is the drop on the 2-point conversion that would have tied things late with about 90 seconds left in the game for the Baltimore Ravens. 2-point conversion, he goes out, ball's in his hands, unfortunately, slips through. Things happen. It's very cold. Easier said than done, you know, big moment. But that won't save you from getting a game bum from your boy.
Bum.
Now, after the game, you know, of course, this was something that was going to be a point that was brought up to multiple people within the locker room. John Harbaugh, coach of the Ravens, made it a point to tell reporters that there's nobody that has more heart, cares more, and fights more than Mark. We wouldn't be here without Mark Andrews. You know, backing his tight end, saying that Mark will handle it fantastically like he always does because he's a high character person, he's a tough person, and he's a good person. And then Lamar Jackson, of course, the person throwing that ball and who's probably going to receive a majority of the scrutiny for yesterday's loss, even open up in support and says that he's just as hurt as Mark and he's not going to put that on him. And it just kind of seems like the team is rallying around the veteran tight end, even though he couldn't secure the catch and potentially costing them their opportunity there. Dan, do you have any game bums that you would like to hand out?
Yeah, this one hurts me a little bit for a lot of reasons. I hate to be negative and stuff, but, you know, you do have to be negative at certain points. And another reason this one hurts me is I actually attended this university for a while, and I really, really, really enjoyed my time there. And it, to me, class university, a top 10 public school in the United States, known for its great academics, for its great education, for the way it really treats their student body and how they hold themselves in high esteem and very well in the community. But I have to give my bum to the University of Wisconsin.
Bum.
Yeah, Dan.
Freshman cornerback Xavier Lucas.
Yeah.
Wants to go into the transfer portal. They said, nah.
Which is like, what?
They said, no, you have a 2-year binding NIL deal. The only problem is you can't have an NIL deal with a university.
Ooh, only with the sponsorship.
Only with the sponsorships and the boosters.
Yeah. So you can take like an NIL deal to another school potentially then if that's the case.
Theoretically, whatever the contract says.
Yeah, for sure.
So Xavier Lucas, Pompano Beach's own, goes up to Wisconsin, signs some type of 2-year deal, not with the university because that's not legal right now, decides after a year he wants to come home and play for the University of Miami. Can I go to the transfer portal? No. You know what? I'm transferring anyway. NCAA comes out and says, you know what? Go ahead. Wisconsin is now going to try to sue a 19-year-old kid over a huge public university, a top 10 academic university in the United States, is suing, or at least attempting to sue, a 19-year-old kid over a contract that they don't even have. That's bum material right
there.
That
is bum material for sure.
And we need him on the defense for Miami.
If possible, if we can speed this lawsuit up, that would be the best. I got one more game bum that I want to give out. This was one of the headlines leading into the Rams versus Eagles. Jared Verse was... a rookie defensive end for the Los Angeles Rams, mm-hmm. and was quoted before the game. This was quite some time ago, but definitely they made it known. They even posted it on the scoreboard at a certain point. His comments about Eagles fans, saying that he hated them and that anytime he saw the green and white, it just bothered him because Eagles fans were annoying. Obviously, Eagles fans, not necessarily the most calm people, as a nice way of putting it. Sure that they were all level-headed, of course, as they read these comments.
Well-received, I'm sure.
Definitely made it known that he was not a fan favorite, to say the least. And what makes things worse is breakout touchdown from Saquon Barkley. As he's running 60, 70 yards down the field, who is chasing him on the Jumbotron? None other than defensive line, which is excellent hustle on his part to be even just down there and even close to catching him. But Jared Verse, right there, right in the camera's angle to watch Saquon Barkley march into the end zone. And I'm sure every Philly fan who saw that was pointing at number 8. As he just...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
narrowly missed out on stopping Saquon.
He touched him right as he got into the end zone. Like right when he got in the goal line, he pushed him.
You know, did get two sacks, though.
Hey.
Pretty good game.
Pretty good day in the office, actually.
Pretty good game. But, you know, definitely not a good look when you call out a fan base. You call out, and then you have to play them on the road in the playoffs. Doesn't matter how good of a game. If you come out with a loss, unfortunately, you're also going home with a game bum.
Ooh, bum.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.